On Anzac Day, flags will fly around the Wairarapa to commemorate both the soldiers and the horses who made up the New Zealand Mounted Rifles Brigade that served in the First World War. Creating the flags and banners as part of the Anzac Bridge Fellowship is Esther Bunning, the 2020 New Zealand Professional Photographer of the Year. Esther's worked with the local community, including school children, to come up with ideas and words to include on the flags. You can see some of them on our webpage. I well recommend it, rnz.co.nz/standingroomonly. First, I asked her about her love of horses and capturing them in her photographs.
I approach it in exactly the same way that I do photographing people. It's a portrait. It's capturing the essence of who they are and a reflection of their personality and their strength, their individuality. It's the same sort of principles, but it's applying it to an animal, I suppose. And, of course, they are such magnificent creatures. I love the beauty of them. I've always loved the beauty ever since I was a little girl. And it's always been something that captivated me. So I think my love of horses came from my grandmother primarily because she was very fond of horses and she used to paint them. She was an artist. And I still have a beautiful ceramic plate that she painted when I was probably about 11 or 12, and she gave it to me for my birthday, and it was galloping horses in the landscape. So it's something that's always been very dear to me.
You have horses who are still, of course, and horses in motion. Do you like to do both? Because a horse in motion tells a different story, doesn't it?
It does, it does. And I do love both. I love the energy of the moving. It suits the way that I photograph. I use a number of rather unconventional photographic tools when I'm taking photographs. And I particularly love blur and movement and texture and things like that. So capturing a little bit of the essence of that when they're actually moving is something that I really love to do. But equally, when they're still, you get that, you know, that very strong beauty of their profile and their head and their form, which is just magnificent. So there's beauty in both approaches, both for the, you know, the more static image as well as the movement.
Well, given this love you have of horses, then you were a natural, I think, for this fellowship. What was the, were you given a brief or a goal, or did you suggest an option for these flags?
Well, I guess that was the trickiest part, really, because the whole direction for the fellowship was the mounted riflemen and the horses that went to war. So that immediately got my interest because of the horse component. But, of course, photography is such a two-dimensional medium, and I had to think very carefully about how I was going to manage that when the reveal is actually in a rural setting, outdoors. So combining photography in a way that was going to reflect that content was something that I had to get my head around. And the inspiration sort of came to me when I was out walking one morning, and because I have always been drawn to maybe images presented in an unconventional way, and I thought, wouldn't it be amazing to have them on fabric? Wouldn't it be amazing to have them in a way that captures the wind, that it gives that sense of movement of the horses and everything as well? And the flags was the most obvious choice. I sort of thought, gosh, if we could do that, have the images so that they're not static and in a way that can also incorporate the local children as well, which is what I really wanted to include for the project.
Oh, so how have you involved them?
I worked with the children from Morrisville School, which is a very small rural school on the outskirts of Masterton. And I spent an afternoon doing like a workshop, I suppose, and they did drawings for me, they did writing for me, and it was all from the perspective of either a soldier in World War One or a horse. So actually taking on the persona of a horse and what it would have felt like. And they totally got involved in the whole project. And the results that came out of that are very poignant and very beautiful. And I guess that was the next challenge, really, was how to incorporate their words and their drawings into my imagery to help tell that story. And that wasn't without its challenges, but I'm really pleased with the end results. I think it's a really lovely collaboration, and that's what I really enjoy, is collaborations. So it worked brilliantly from that perspective.
Are you using solely historic images from the riflemen Or have you incorporated some of your
It's all
audio
using
too?
my imagery as a basis. So I photographed a local rider and her horse a year ago, actually. It was just prior to lockdown, and I spent a number of days up at Mount Bruce with the intention of doing the photography. And we organised an evening shoot and we did a dawn shoot. And she was dressed in period clothing, so actual authentic World War I uniform. And the horse was as well, in terms of tack and saddles and bridles and everything. And so the imagery that came out of those shoots sort of formed the basis of the flags. Of course, in the build-up to Anzac Day last year, COVID happened and everything was sidelined. The intention had been for the Anzac troopers to actually ride from Ekitahuna to the bridge. And of course, that didn't happen. But the Anzac troopers did ride for Armistice Day in November. And that gave me the opportunity to actually photograph them as well, and I've used a number of the images from those few days in the flags as well, which has actually been a silver lining because initially, of course, if COVID hadn't happened, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to have photographed them and include them to the same extent that I have in all of the imagery. So yeah, it's been amazing having the opportunity and a real privilege to photograph them in historic World War I uniform.
So let's have a look maybe at a couple of the single images on the banners, just to describe them for listeners who can't have a look on the web.
The base of each of the flags is actually the images that I shot of the Anzac troopers and also Denise and her amazing pony Sahara. And what I love to do in particular is do as much as I can actually in the camera at the time of taking the photographs. Of course, there's always components that can be added afterwards in Photoshop, but I love to be able to try and do as much creatively as I can in the first instance. And that is the way that I have photographed a lot of the basis of these flags. The one with the New Zealand flag, for example, and featuring the Union Jack in the top corner, I actually photographed through the flag. So one of the soldiers was holding the flag and the horse was in the background. And it's actually just that sort of vague impression of the horse through the flag with the light coming through. So there were things like that that I did actually at the time of photographing and then just added some of the other components. Equally with a lot of the ones that have got the poppies in the foreground. There's photographs of me running around behind the scenes, holding poppies in front of the camera, because I literally do that when I'm out in the field doing things. I'm holding up pieces of plastic for reflections, or I'm holding up poppies to shoot through, and it gives that abstraction. But there's something really satisfying about doing it actually at the time of taking the photograph, rather than necessarily adding everything afterwards.
Having been working on this, Esther, for such a long time and for loving horses in the way that you do, it must have got you thinking about that remarkable relationship between the soldiers and their horses.
Absolutely. And I think that, it's hard to imagine what it would have been like at that time for the soldiers, but that connection between their horse and themselves would have been incredibly strong. It would have enabled them to get through that time having like a friend. We know that the bond between human and animal is so strong, and it would have been absolutely indicative of that for them.
It's going to be special for you on Anzac Day when the banners are flying. Will they just fly for that day or will they have a life beyond?
There's two series of flags, and one set of flags are going to be unveiled at the bridge on Anzac Day, and the children are going to walk in with them in front of the horses. So you've got to picture a rural setting in the middle of nowhere, and we're hoping that the weather will be kind so that the flags can fly and not fly away. But I think it'll be really emotive actually, just watching them walk in front of the horses. So that's a series of 10 flags, and that combines not only my imagery, but also the words and the pictures of the children. And then there's also a smaller set of flags that are going to be in the towns across the region, across Wairarapa, over the next week and probably for the following week, and they will be able to use those in subsequent years as well, which is really exciting. So I'm looking forward to seeing them fly in the street signs as well. It's going to be a really exciting time.
Should say, what a big couple of years you've had. Congratulations on being the 2020 New Zealand Professional Photographer of the Year. I should ask, while I have you here, what was the image? Or was it a body of work?
It was a body of work, actually. And
Any horses?
It was, yes. There was a horse. There was a beautiful kamanawa that I photographed, a domesticated kamanawa, which was a gold award, actually, which was part of my portfolio for Photographer of the Year. And in a lot of ways, it was the work that I did with the kamanawas, because I had the opportunity to photograph them in the wild in the Central Plateau over 2018 and 2019. And I did a number of trips up there. And is that body of work that actually led me to the work that I've done for the Anzac flags as well. So it's just been amazing to see that sort of stepping stone and then to see it all come to fruition as well. Yeah, but winning for New Zealand Photographer of the Year was very unexpected, because of course it was such a weird and crazy year, and then to win that in 2020 was totally unexpected. And yeah, funny how things go, isn't it?
Look out for them on Anzac Day. That's Esther Bunning. The fellowship Esther is on is shared by the New Zealand Pacific Studio and Friends of Anzac Bridge.